I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. Greetings.
How we doing, kiddo?
I'm doing drugs.
Okay. What? Great. I don't do drugs, so we're not the same right now. But it's nice to talk to you. How have you
Wake
been?
Wake up, bro. It's weird how when there's smoke, it's like helium. When you have smoke in your lungs and you try to talk, it's smoky talk. It's all buttery and like fucks with your vocal cords, so you can't talk right. You can tell. And then I think maybe it's like when you do that for long enough, for decades, it just permanently soaks in and your vote. You're just like, hey, I'm a normal guy.
Do you think
it's
your
like,
voice has changed from the drugs?
Your mind has changed from the drugs, man.
Man.
Your outlook gets changed, and it needs to be, man.
I wouldn't know, but I do like my life the way it is now, so I think I'm okay.
Could be.
Without drugs.
Could be a lot cooler.
Could it?
No, you could just go on an ayahuasca trip at least. You and Anthony should do that whenever, like, Roscoe is, like, is old enough to autopilot. You can, like, leave him alone for a weekend or something.
You
just, yeah, just be like, all right, don't have too rager of a party, but we're going to go trip balls in the desert. BRB. Should do it.
I don't think, that doesn't sound like what we would do.
Yeah, no, exactly. You gotta think outside of yourself. That's exactly why you need this.
No! I don't want to.
Boring. You're just gonna live your whole life.
You're boring. You're just getting boring. Drunk.
You're just gonna live your whole life getting completely shit-faced and that's it? That's such a... Well, I guess it's all right.
Well, I do like wine.
I mean, that's
I really
drugs.
Admit to that.
Alcohol
it's
is drugs.
It's a different kind of drug.
Yeah, no, it's like one of the worst ones. It fucking ruins people's lives.
Oh, dang.
Like, marijuana, by comparison, is actually a way more passive drug. Like, you get a little bit of a smoker's cough.
Says Jason.
And you laugh at stuff inappropriately. Mm. Like, hey, it's a fucking turtle. Dude, we're in the ocean. Yeah, it's a turtle. Shut up. No, but, like, we're on a boat? Oh, okay.
Hey, I like boats. Actually, boats freak me. Like, being on water freaks me out a lot. It feels like I respect all bodies of water.
No, it should. It's not where we belong. We do not. We
don't. Thank you.
Like, we're semi-amphibious. Like, we can hold our breaths and, like, we can hunt underwater and stuff. But, you know, it's just for visiting. If you've met people who live on the water, seafaring people, they're fucked up. The ocean soaks in. It's like, it's the same thing that smoke does to your voice. Salt water does to your brain. It just soaks in and it makes you briny and weird and crazy. And it's like,
briny.
It's probably a self-selecting audience. You know, the people who are drawn to the sea are already just like bird people.
Brining
it's like,
your
what's
thinking
wrong
meat.
With you?
Yeah.
There's just something missing. It's like, they'll talk about a steak like, it tastes landy. It tastes cowy. It's all beefy tasting. Gross. Because we're all like, oh, it's fishy tasting. It's like, it tastes normal to me. Because I got a fucked up brain, and I live on a boat.
I saw a study that they did the other day trying to show people how very, very dangerous cruises are right now. And so they have this, it's invisible to the naked eye substance that they put on one hand, like hand sanitizer. One person, you just put it on his hands, you can't see it, whatever. And then they went about, you know, how they would serve food, serve water. Everybody was sitting at the table. And then they turned the lights off and turned the black light on. And then you could see where every single person.
They should say.
Some people had touched their face, all that. And it was like, uh-huh. Yeah, we did know that.
All right. Now, double surprise. We actually mixed anthrax with that hand sanitizer. So.
Oh, my God. You guys, are we just tricky?
Then Ashton pops out. Ah, oh, no. You guys.
Where's my audience?
We're talking about insane, crazy, existentially existing people anyway. Those cruise people, like, there are people who make a lifestyle out of it. And those are the people who probably refuse to quit. because that's like asking them to stop breathing. And so you're talking about people who are already like bleached or tanned, the opposite of bleached, I guess, completely tanned.
Yeah, whatever that is.
By Alaskan sunbeams half of the year and a tropical rays by the other half. And they're just all over the map, literally on boats, and they're just living in their own fantasy world. So they're already crazy. And then on top of that, they're defying COVID and stuff now. It's like they are big into this. It is a lifestyle. You're not going to tell them to stop it.
It's definitely their thing.
Oh my gosh.
Speaking of denying
something
COVID
that much.
Did you see that in the middle, like it was literally like a super spreader event, the siege of the Capitol, but then it was another spreader event because all of the representatives had to hunker down together in a room together, and Democrats were like going, or a Democratic representative was going around offering masks to all the Republicans, and they were like, no, thank you. And they were like mocking them for masks. And now, literally, like the next day, one of the Republicans is like, oopsie, I'm positive for COVID. And now, like, three representatives already have tested positive for COVID from that.
Yeah. That's
yeah, whoopsie doodle.
You know,
it's not real.
Just a little slip of the virus. No big, my bad.
And a brand new representative that wasn't even sworn in yet already died of COVID.
Oh. Whoops.
Whoops.
This is his first day on the job, damn it. Yeah, well. Must have been that's
flatline.
Darwin taking out the trash, I guess. No, he'll be missed. He or she or Schley or Z will be missed. People don't
but it's not fair.
We should really get there should be a hunkering based workout, I would say, like crab walking and stuff. We need to get used to hunkering more. I think we're going to be hunkering, and the 2021 might be the year of hunkering. Like, you'll have people doing hunkering podcasts and hunkering the news to you and hunkering social media, because, you know, you just got to kind of keep down a little bit. Like, there's going to be bullets.
But I already did that last year. You are impeding on my
rods.
You're
going to have to hunker even more, man. It's going to be a lot.
But my rods.
Now you're not just dodging viri, you're dodging bullets and stuff. Multiple, multifaceted hunkering. We've got a lot of strategies about hunker locations, hunkerariums, hunkatoriums. It's not gonna be a hunky dory.
Listen.
No, but we're not out of the woods yet. Maybe we're at the really thicket part of the edge of the woods, though. That would be nice if it's like, well, this sucks and it's
that
all
would be
thorny,
nice,
because
they're talking about like the 17th through like the 29th. You got to watch out for these cuckoo birds.
Well,
that are collecting.
Okay, yeah. So they're finding evidence of guys yelling about from the 16th to the 20th or 17th to 20th for, you know, half a week. They're going to be assembling, quote unquote, at all 50 state capitals. You remember the Million MAGA March? You remember what that was? How that turned out?
Yeah.
A million MAGA showing up. I think less than 10,000 showed up. That's the crowd we're still dealing with. There, if you haven't noticed, not that we shouldn't be on our guard. We should. We should have National Guard at every capital just in case. Because some of them, you know, out of 50, if even just one or two, if they have like a 1% success rate, that could be one of the... So that would be bad enough, but
right.
It's not. I wouldn't be looking forward to a huge event. It's going to be unpleasant and stupid, but it's going to be mostly stupid, more stupid than unpleasant, I think.
Well, and here's the thing: is like you want the justice of the hammer to be laid into these people. Like, okay, so for example, two things: one, you want to set a precedent as far as like. You want to keep doing stuff, the law will find you, and we will make sure that you're prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. So you need to use justice to send a clear message. Okay, you can do it, but we're going to find you, and these are going to be the consequences. So if someone's like, yeah, I could deal with a year in jail, it's like, oh my goodness. But then, like, the fact that, like, there's a BLM protester who splashed red paint on the doorsteps of a business during a protest. It was recommended life in prison because they were black. But then you have the initial, like the guy that sat at Nancy Pelosi's desk and stole her mail, all federal crimes, like, was recommended up to a year in jail.
Yeah.
Because he's white.
Hmm.
And people are just like, guys, everything's fine. There's not entitlement or like white supremacy or that's not a thing. Okay, kiddos. Like, yeah, the fact that, like,
I don't get how anybody can think that from a country where black people were imported as slaves and then recently within like just the last century that we're still pulling out of that, how we're like, oh no, we fixed it, it's perfected. It's like, no, God, it just doesn't even make sense. It's not even like, what the fuck?
No, not at all. And it's so funny. Somebody said, like, what's America, what do we do to deserve it? Like, we're a country founded on, it's like, you mean it's almost like we're built on haunted Indian ground? Because we stole the land? This isn't even our land.
Yeah. I mean, it's not cool it's we did to the like Indians, that. But let's not sanctify them either. The Indians were pretty brutal to each other before we showed up, too. So it's not like everyone was just chill.
It's not saying that. It's just saying, like, hey, people, I found you. I found you. This is our land. I found people. This is our land. Are you so lucky that I found you? It just feels so... I just feel like nobody can stand on a righteous platform whatsoever, including
historically speaking,
Christians. I was reading a thing the other day where I'm like, you know, like, I am 100%, like, I am a God follower, but I saying right now that I'm a Christian, the kind of, like, you can see now how so many people felt either ostracized, misunderstood, vilified, used by Christianity in general. It's like, yeah, it's like, it's different now with people using it, weaponizing Christianity.
Well, that's
and shaming people.
It's new. Like,
no, it's not nothing new, but it's like, yeah, I don't even want to associate right now with Christianity. Like, God, Christ, yes, all of that. Yep. Nothing's going to change my faith. That's unshakable. But this, people acting in the name of the, oh my goodness, no wonder people were like, it's not
for me. You guys should start a...
Because y'all are crazy.
You guys should start a get out of my faith campaign. Yeah, took a second. You'd be like, get out of my faith.
Oh my gosh, you know that I am easily triggered into laughter with a lisp. It just takes a lisp. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. People like with disabilities are funny to you. We get it. It's funny to laugh at
funny.
People who have problems that they can't control and are embarrassed by. So
that's why I should not have a friend with a lisp. I couldn't. A lisp. I just can't.
Yeah, no, that's probably why you don't. Like, there probably were, like, interactions where you could have, and you just, like, laughed at this, forgot. Like, you didn't even notice. You just went into a laughter coma.
Yeah.
A laughter blackout. And then
that does sound like me. Yeah.
Then,
oh no.
And then you came to, and you're just sipping your latte like you just had some Ambien or something. You're like, oh, this is a nice day. I'm having a great day. I don't have a memory of any of that. It's great.
Sorry to all those who that happened to happen to, and then they also happened upon our podcast. And then they
is that woman over there crying? Does her cry have a lisp? That's hilarious.
Oh.
Round two.
I still think it's funny that lisp has an S in it. Like, come on.
Yeah, and the stutter has a stutter in it.
Yeah, you silly Billy.
It's not right. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you, assholes?
It isn't right. No, I've got some questions now on a pad of paper. Oh, Gucci's breaking in again. The bowling ball. I love my Rottweiler.
You need to get way better doors. You and the Capitol need to get way better doors. I will say, though, the windows on that place were tough AF, like the actual installed windows, because you see...
Oh, my gosh!
Saw those people trying to, like, smash them, like one guy whacking at it with a pole. Is like, no, those are bulletproof MF-er, and he gives up quick because he realizes that he's met his match.
Well, that's exactly what I was telling Anthony, as I said, there is something to be said for the building. Like, we went on the D.C. trip in, like, middle school, and... These are amazing buildings, and America does have some really cool, like, we do stand for something right now. Obviously, it's in flux, and some people think it's questionable at best, but the buildings are impressive, and what they were made out of and how they were erected and put up and all this stuff, it's incredible. But the fact that they're destroying something, they don't grow trees like they used to. So you can't get the wood anymore. And you can't, like, just to go back, it's never going to be the same. Oh, it's just sad. Like, the destruction. And the fact that, like, literally, a Capitol police officer was killed with a fire extinguisher. Like, the things that they said mattered, and then to watch them not matter, but lives have to be lost. And then one of the TikToks I was watching is like, oh, so when they name the white woman who was killed getting onto property with multiple warnings, do not come any further, and she was shot and killed, they say she's a 14-year veteran. But if she had been black and a BLM protester, it'd be like, what's their rap sheet? What did they do wrong? What crimes? Like, you don't, like, being a veteran doesn't automatically cover up.
14-year veteran, I heard that lady was a recovering drug addict who had aspirations. They must have dug deeper and found out she was a veteran. A lot of veterans are drug addicts, so it matches up.
Well, and here's the thing, is like, it's the same reason that just because you're of a war or a military veteran does not recuse you from anything, just as much as being a police officer doesn't. Like, look what happened. Police officers can go and be bad. They're finding horrible, like, posts by, like, a New York police chief, and all these people are resigning because it's like, yeah, I guess I did work my way up in a judicial police system, and maybe I'm a white supremacist, and maybe I shouldn't be in power or hold office. It's like, yeah, that's all we're saying. We're just saying that you can't work as a police officer and say that, no, police officers are fine. Once you're a police officer, everything's fine. Oh, for the same reason that people get into Catholicism and getting into, like, being a minister or a preacher. If you can get in and feel like you have protection and you can oppress and you can damage and you can have, like, a free pass, of course bad people aren't stupid. Well, they're kind of stupid, but they're smart enough to say, hey, I could get away with it. All I got to do is go into this job. Done.
Ugh. I don't know. I think of it like you're expecting, like, when you expect a football player to take off their helmet after a game and say some erudite, fucking verbose shit and blow everyone's mind. It's like, we played hard, scored more, won the game. It's like, oh, yeah, what was he going to say? Yeah, that's what he's going to say. That's what they say. Like, when you think about a soldier, they're not some general. They're not necessarily grasping the greater meaning of the situation. A lot of them are dudes who are young with a lot of testosterone who like guns and wouldn't mind seeing some action because they got, like, that's what testosterone, that's why they don't hire 45-year-old women for the army, because they're not into it. Young men who are typically who populate the army, they're big into the what the army requires, which is physical force and discipline and stuff like that, being told what to do and where to go. And then also the opportunity to, engage in conflict. A lot of these guys joined for that. So let's not make everyone into a freaking demigod. Like, this whole idea of, like, it's good for feeling good about the wars that they get us into, and, like, not feeling regret. It's like, oh, it's patriotic and stuff, and these guys are badass. Like, oh, it makes us feel good about that. But really, war is ugly as fuck, and the guys who fight it, they're not all heroes. A lot of them are just dudes, and if you think about the way cops are self-selective, they get a lot more assholes typically, because every industry has its assholes, but cops even more because of the work itself.
Yep.
You get the power, you get the umbrella of protection and all that.
Yep.
And if you think of the military's got it's either tantamount to that or an even greater incentive to join because you need more soldiers. You always need soldiers, and it's a lifestyle.
You get guns and training and power and
You get to work with assault rifles and stuff like that. So we really need to demystify that and cops and stuff. And realize that a lot of these guys are total fucking tool bags, and the people who were the worst people you knew in high school grown up, and they don't deserve.
Yeah, because you get into it, they pay for your college, or you don't go to college, but you get paid for all, like, you get paid for it. You don't pay them; they pay you. It's like, hey.
And you've got a lot of these dudes don't have any other prospects, so that's where they go. Like, all they've got.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's like an upgrade for them. Yeah,
they're just meatheads, and they get easily indoctrinated in some cases. That's why it does seem like they lean right a lot, because that's the party of indoctrination. So you see a lot of that kind of young army douchebag energy, the dudes with the trucks and the fatigues, and it's unfortunate that it's kind of tied, and then that feeds back with the Republican Party making that an identity, the military wearing vets on their sleeve and wrapping themselves in American flags tastelessly. It's a whole cycle. It's a freaking echo chamber over there.
The echo chamber, it is. It's like an echo. It's like, if we can't stop for a moment and realize that the system in and of itself needs to just be reassessed. I think there was I forget what state it was. There was an article I read, I think last week, where they started to defund, not take away, not, they're just stopping giving so much money to the police, because people really don't realize, just stop and take a look at your police budget and the militarization and the money that, like, if you spend more money on, like, conflict resolution and, you know, hiring people to de-escalate, and they're finding there was I can't remember what state it was, but they did it, and they're starting to do it, and they're seeing crime go down tremendously, and they're seeing shootings and all this stuff, like, because you have professionals. It's like
probably seeing profits
expecting
go
a cop
down
to do their job
too.
And do another job that they're not trained to do. Like, that's not what you're like. There's more ways. And then putting money back into education, educating that city, that helps too. You do need to be more educated. It's like saying, no, I learned enough, I stopped, I'm good. It's like, well, obviously that didn't get us somewhere. You don't just stop.
Yes. Hello. I think it was funny that you just stopped. Right there. I was going to let that hang.
Here it is. Here it is. There we go.
The silence was the punchline.
Silence. Yes.
Yeah, I don't remember the somewhere around when you were ranting there. I wrote down. I think you touched on this. That's why I didn't end on this. So I don't know if it seems relevant now. But I wrote this down because I think you were talking about it. Who dictates what? In terms of this phenomenon of people saying, "Oh, we're just going to let a bunch of social media companies dictate what everyone sees and hears and decides," like in terms of the I think it was the editing of Republican voices and stuff. Well, basically Republicans getting caught up in terrorist fishnets. It's like, oh well, shouldn't have been swimming with terrorists, you fucking assholes. They keep on that keeps happening, and they keep complaining about it and not learning from it. But there's a backlash of, do we want to let tech giants decide what content is appropriate on the internet? And it's like, well, who the fuck else would? Honestly, like, name somebody other than the person who invented Twitter, curated it for the last 15, 20 years, developed it, listened to the
right
users, added features, and knows every single just made it with their mind and their hands and their brain and a bunch of people and experts, and they know those people, or Arnold Schwarzenegger, I don't know, fucking Lindsey Graham, someone we elect, who the fuck else? Yes, the people who, yes, they're going to, you fucking assholes, like,
yeah, the people who created and did the thing.
Yeah, like, I'm not saying it's ideal, but these people are complaining about, like, these people shouldn't, it's like, we'll fucking deal with it. The sun shouldn't shine. What the hell are you arguing against? This is like the way it is.
I know.
I don't get it. It's like
and it's a private company. Yeah. Like, it's just, it just is.
And it's cool
like
enough.
A private company could do whatever a private company wants.
It's cool enough that you're giving a shit, using it, talking about it, complaining about it, being a fucking whiner
right
about it. It's like, just get over it. Go work on something else. Better yourself. Don't be such a target of basically general curating of content, because it's coming from the, again, the vocal minority that don't see, they never self-actualize and realize, like, ah, I keep getting caught up in all these investigations. I wonder if there's a pattern here. It's like, nope, just going to blame the investigation itself every time. Going to blame.
Well, yeah, it's blame and deflect, blame shifting, pushing out, like, nah, you. And it's like, it's so simple.
We all got
and
over
it's
that
like,
when we were in our teens.
Well, some of us did.
No, I'm saying the people who see it for what it is, we're all like,
yeah,
dude, This is like some high school bullshit. This is trifling. Y'all be trifling. Tell you what.
If you want, I love it when the whitest of the whites says trifling. That's the best.
You all be trifling. You gotta say it in a very white way, well, too.
Exactly. I think the most ironic part about all of it is like you said, the self-actualization that those people, the ones that we're referring to, didn't and were stuck. They stopped, like, the development at some point, and they can't stalled. Say, it's like they stalled out. But, like, to admit that, well, one, to have the self-actualization to do that, but then also to admit it would be, like, just world-numbing. Like, what? I'd have to sit here and say that maybe I didn't know? That's literally
I think that it's actually just not in every case. A lot of people make the choice to, it's willful ignorance, and in many cases, forceful ignorance. Uh-huh. But then, in some cases, just ignorance. It's just pure and simple nature. It's like pure, like sap from a maple tree. Just it's uncut ignorance. Oh. Just people with. If you think about, like,
so pure,
the human eye is like one of the most, or the eye in general, not just the human eye. There's actually the eagle eye is probably the best eye, is like one of the most advanced developments in nature ever. But it came then from what is the eagle eye. There's all the way down to like animals that see in binary. They just see like light and dark. And then there's animals that see shades and shapes. And then there's all sorts of gradations. And that exists within the human psyche. Our brains are as graduated as the light, the optical sensory spectrum of animals, where some people, I think their brains just, they work in binary. Like, they just don't have the input to see a painting, like, in theory in their mind, and understand what went into it and what it is and all the, like, they would just see, is there a picture there or not? And it could be a drawing of a dick, or a Van Gogh or something. It doesn't matter. It's just, it's a painting, check. Like, and their brain can't physically process any more than that. And from there to Elon Musk, there's the whole spectrum of human understanding. And a lot, I think, just by law of averages, a lot of average people lack the capacity to fathom all the considerations, especially in a global society, which you've got your globe, you get the planet, you got space, you got the planet, you've got your tectonic plate, like your region of the earth, your hemisphere, your
pretty big.
Big plates. I'm not trying to brag. I'm not trying to blag or brag, but the pretty big plates. And then you've got your nation, and then you've got your territories or your states, and then your counties, and there's just a lot of levels, and everyone's brain, I think, only goes up to certain levels, and some people, it's just their household. They can't handle anything outside of their own doors, and they just sit inside and hang out with their family and don't think about anything else. So it's just, and it's not like it's between choice and ability. Some people don't want anymore, some people can't have anymore. Just,
well, and that's the thing, is like, Aunt and I have raised four kids now, plus other auxiliary children that we consider like our own. And you can see the development at every single stage. So it makes sense that at some point, if there is no focus on emotional awareness or intelligence or even understanding or whatever, you just kind of gloss over it or whatever and just demand XYZ, you can see how simplified the process can be, and where you can see at every single stage when raising children where the missteps are and have been. And that's where you like get like almost like a light bulb, like, oh, this is where XYZ, like, this person stopped here, and you can see, oh, this person never received this, and then how could they receive it with parents who didn't receive it before them? So then it just becomes multi-generational. But you'd have to admit that you didn't have it, you didn't get it, and to be like, okay, now what?
Yeah, this is exactly, you know, where nature dicked us. Hard, dry, and long.
They dick-hearted.
Because that's fucked up. Like, well, it's fucked up that people respond to, like, abuse and stuff. Like, it's like a weird pack orientation thing where a lot of people will be like, they will subjectify themselves just, like, for survival or just because of hierarchy or whatever. But then The the intergenerational exchange of habits and genealogy. Well, habits. We'll just focus on the nurture part of it, the habitual part. Not even just take genealogy out. I feel like even if I don't think abusive parents that sometimes they do, but rarely do those same abusive style parents adopt kids. But if they have an adopted kid, I would assume they would become indoctrinated into the same pattern despite having separate genealogy. So it's weird how when you're, abused in any way at a young age, like imprints on you and it makes you become that. It's just like, it's a, like, why, if nature hadn't done that.
The power given to parents and raising.
If it was the opposite of that, we would just be like, we'd have our shit together in a couple generations. They'd be like, well, this is fucked. I'm not doing this or anything like it or the opposite of it. I'm going to go take up sports or something. Nobody does that. Well, very 10% of people do that. It's not many people.
Well, and there are some people that overcome. There are, I mean, there's I've met some really incredible people that were given a chance to be exactly like some of the people that we've been speaking of that just can't do it. They found a way. So it's not like you can't, you can. It has to be a choice. It has to be a decision. Just like they say, you cannot, you can't overcome alcoholism without admitting that you're an alcoholic. It's the same thing. Like whatever it is that you're doing, you have to stop and come to terms with the fact that it is real, it is happening, and you are doing it, and you have the power to change it. And they're like, no, I'm just gonna one of my favorite tweets or whatever, whoever put it on the line about the siege onto the Capitol was men who are more willing to storm the Capitol than go to therapy.
Yeah.
And it's like, yep, exactly.
Yeah. This is like a few generations fallout, I guess.
Multi-generational fallout, yep.
Yeah, of the formation of, of this era, how we've come in the internet era and the way that people have been raised. Yeah. And I have written down here, actually, that the internet, if you think about it, is basically the new meta model, the meta role model. Like a lot of kids, they don't have our generation a little bit, and especially this one coming up, they're all learning their social cues from not only being on the internet through the internet, but then the content that they're receiving is teaching them how to behave. So the shows they're watching, like, I don't know how much kids are modeling themselves after real life people that they know in the world anymore. Hopefully some are.
Right. You're saying like the example is now expanded beyond their what's immediately in front of them or one town over.
Everyone's getting like the same kind of homogenized, processed model of behavior if they're all on the internet most of the time, which as I understand it, most people are now. So we should probably look at that, because the danger is that if we're definitely not policing it right now, so we don't really know what is being modeled. It's fractured. There's a lot of different lifestyles, but there is a meta arc, and for example, having a terrifying president who spews nonsense and hatred and pits everyone against each other and makes people violent. Like that's something in our zeitgeist we can't ignore. And there's other things like that.
Yeah, there's different iterations of, modeled behavior.
Yeah, so, and that's a product of probably our fractured culture and among other things and feeding back into it. So it would be nice if we could get on board with, like, for example, having a Biden again, having someone with some candor who's leading is going to help calm things down. You want to talk about unity, just having an adult president is going to calm things down, so maybe we can
unify. Neutral, almost like a neutral, like it's not about policy anymore.
Like you're,
it's just about like, can everything calm the fuck down?
Literally asking, like they're demanding that the sides of a heavily infected wound come together while they're pouring more dirt and infection into the wound. It's like, y'all need to stop we need to get this infection out. Then we can literally come together and heal. Like actually.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at what your examples are. Look how easily and quickly you're radicalized. Literally like ISIS.
Oh yeah.
Literally.
No, they,
with the trucks and the flags and the like, and then you want us all to be like basically it all bubbled up. It all came up and now we can see it for what it is. But exactly. You can't move forward without healing the wound that is very clearly open, wound, like, and infected, like you said. So, yes, unity, closing that, is the goal, but not without acknowledgement. Because the rest of us, with our enlightenment, because we have access to information now, and we're not just listening to mom and dad anymore, we're listening to the world, we're making our own, like, delineate, like, we're figuring it out and distilling it ourselves instead of for what we're being told to do. And so we're sitting here saying, no, we're not closing it up. We're not moving forward. We will move forward, but we're going to acknowledge and we're going to address it, because this is how we got back here last time. We pretended like everything was fine. We pretended like everything closed up, and we pretended like we were all unified again, but there was still oppression. There were still incredible gaping holes in that problem, and everybody said, let's move on.
Yeah, no.
I would be pissed too.
This is,
oh, hell no.
This is the very exact dictionary example of, if there was a term that was social festering, that's what this is. We are festering. Like, this is the thing where you can't ignore it. You can't just wrap a tear your t-shirt and wrap it around it and just keep walking and be like, I'm cool. It's like, no, man, you're gonna lose.
No, you're dying. You're actually bleeding out just because you temporarily stopped the bleeding.
Yeah.
No.
So that's where we're at. And it's just because some dipshits have no sensation of what is actually going on, and they want to keep making it political and trying to focus solely on themselves and their careers. It's like, I'm glad to see folks like Pelosi and others just completely just stiff-arming their weak-ass bitch arguments, because they don't even deserve the time of day. They don't deserve, they don't need to be dignified with a response. Anything.
No, and then it's like, what? This is what you want? More of this? You're literally fighting for more of this? What?
That's what I mean. For the last, like, 2 months since the election, he's just been off the hook. He's just been off the leash. He's been doing nothing but whining about his own interests. While there's, we're up to 200,000, over 200,000 new cases a day, and I think over 3,000 deaths a day now. So we're still climbing.
Deaths.
We're still getting, it's still going up. The infection.
We're rounding the corner, Jason.
And haven't heard any concerns from any Republicans or Trump of any real merit. Like, you'll hear them maybe say, like, oh,
hiding,
something about a vaccine.
Going golfing.
Yeah, no actual
violence.
Focus.
Nope.
No plans, no strategies, nothing moving forward. Not even acknowledging it for, like, months now.
Nope.
Asan.
Nope.
It's the number one issue. I literally heard Trump say in, like, a soundbite the other day, like a week ago or so, like, it was about the election fraud or something. He literally said, like, this is the number one problem in our country. Like, he literally said that on, like, during 2021 America pandemic, he said that his problem of the fact that he lost the election is the number one problem that Americans are facing, that they're saying. It's like, oh,
right.
My God.
And then they even said, you know why he's so mad? He's so mad because he cheated and he still lost. That's why he can't wrap his mind around it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a kind assessment, but yeah, I mean, that seems too rational to me. Actually, like, I feel like he at most he would be like, he tried to undo the deep state cheating by cheating the same and better, but then his cheating didn't beat their cheating. That would be that's the most I would get him, is that he didn't out-cheat the cheaters.
Right, he thinks, yeah.
Because, yeah, he wouldn't be the only, like, he's only cheating because he has to beat the cheaters, and his cheating didn't beat the cheating, so now he's upset because he's like, guys, imagine how much cheating there is if they beat my cheating. Like, it's so cheating. Oh, man. That's kind of what he's saying.
Yeah, literally. And I think it's so funny, too, about, like, just how all of this even started. All he had to do was start saying something and then say it repeatedly. And then all of his minions just kept repeating it. Yeah. And then people are like, the more they hear it, the more they're like, no, it's real because I heard it a bunch of times. Well, you'd have to admit that that's how it happened and that you were simple enough to fall for it. And you were literally bamboozled. And that's a very hard thing to admit. So they just clam up, stuff the feelings down further, and keep going forward with their conspiracies.
They bamboozle
that
themselves.
Yeah.
In the end.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
I've been bamboozled, so I shall continue bamboozling because I have a problem now with bamboos.
I take in a lot of bamboos.
I'm taking a lot of bamboos right now. I don't want you to come near me. Don't trust myself.
Please don't bring it here. Okay, fine. I need more bamboos.
Go to the bamboo store. Talk to the pandas and get the bamboos.
But that's the thing is like the humbling feeling of saying, I am imperfect. I make mistakes. And then just start there. Like, literally, it's okay. It's okay.
Mind
it's
experiment.
Okay. It's okay.
That I want to. I think I've tried. I don't know. It's been a couple of years, I think, since I've tried somewhere. But just posted on social media about, like, think about a time, a place, an instance at all ever when Trump admitted or was like humilitative he admitted a fault. Like any time where he said. Oh,
just,
guys.
Like, just literally
wow,
just one.
I shanked that one. My bad. Ha, 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 ha. Laughed it off. And then he just, like, went on. Think of any time. Name a time that Trump has said anything other.
Just, like, one example.
Like, said anything other than he's perfect, the best. Everybody says he's the best. They couldn't believe. It's amazing. Is there a time that, name an example mm-hmm. when he said that he made a mistake? If you can't, then you have to really start unpacking that because that does not exist in nature. And everybody should know better. Everybody. Anybody who's done anything, even yep. failures, no, they've learned that you can't just walk around. Like, I don't, it's just, it's like, because even failures are bitter enough to think, well, everyone else is a failure. I just don't, it doesn't make sense yeah. to me how, if you perform that experiment in your head long enough, and I guess you can't get people to unfold that tea flower fully in their head. They're just going to dump it out and fill it up with some Coors or something. But if you could actually take the time to think that through. Drop the tea flower in the Coors. That's okay. If that's what gets you through the day,
hey,
we'll do that. We'll make some
yeah.
Coors tea.
Let's sit and
sip on that. No, but yeah, I would think that kind of like it's a linchpin to it doesn't exist in nature. There's nothing, and it's especially not packaged in a jiggling, bloviating fucking pack of wet Cheetos either. Completely asynchronous. Nature doesn't do shit like that, except sometimes it does, but not usually.
Well, and I think the thing to me that's like especially from my perspective and my end too, is Christ followers are called to be humble and to have humility. And that's where I feel like so many Christians and people that are forcing and they have become so righteous that they can't even admit when maybe they're fumbling and maybe they need to go back to humility and humble. And it's like, that literally is what Christ built everything
yeah,
on.
That's what I'm gonna say.
You know, like servitude and giving back to others. Like Democrats, let's take away the Republican, the Democrat, whatever. Unfortunately, Democrats right now, just as it stands, because everything needs to be completely shooken up and reordered anyway.
Shocking.
It's just about thinking of others. Selfishness versus thinking of others. That does take being humble and humility and servitude and just agreeing that we need to help others. Yes, what's happening right now is socialism for the rich.
Yeah.
That's it. Or farmers, because I guess they get socialism
corporate
too.
Socialism. Well, no, yeah. It's corporate socialism because even the farmers, the poor ones.
That's
got
true,
dicked.
Right? Yeah, for the
it
products
was all corporate
for the yeah,
farmers.
Yeah.
So you just call it corporate socialism is like
right.
That's what it is. They'll bail
and
out.
And so it's
their,
only working for that top percent. But if they sit here yeah. and poke and get you guys to look at each other, it's like you can't be this selfish. And then yes, obviously the internet has made people more impulsive and more selfish. So if you weren't self-aware before the internet, oh good God, now who knows? Because it's Oof-ha. The same thing that's in line with like working with teenagers for the past 17 years. And then having four kids of our own, you can see where the self-awareness clicks in and doesn't click in. But then you
hey,
say like, oh, boys develop
for
like
a teenager.
I know. So then you have like boys that develop later than girls just in general. Well, okay. That's an understanding of nature, whatever. No. But now you insert social media and internet and all this stuff. It's even harder. Now we've put development. We've delayed it by like another 3 to 5 to 8 years per person.
We've
because
retarded.
Now they have an immediate exact it. Distraction. And now it's about selfies and, thinking about themselves only, it's now going to take even longer to get them to think or care about other people, which is why I'm so proud of self-aware teenagers who are thinking of others because they circumvented the system and they're doing it right and sooner and they have access to information and they're doing work for other people. Those are the most impressive people right now to me.
We should make We should make a gay ass, and I, you know, obviously, I mean, gay in the classic Jason. Sense. So don't go getting your ire all up, you panty waists. How dare you?
I don't think you made any of that better, but go ahead.
How dare you be offended, any of you? Yeah, anyway. No, you're probably right about that. No, we should start a campaign for othersies instead of selfies. Start taking othersies.
Othersies.
Oh, yeah. Think about that. Think about next time you go to take a picture of your dumbass face for the 10th time this morning. Instead, look around you at others and take a compelling picture of them and not you. The opposite. Othersies.
And they keep turning the camera back.
It's like, they flip it virtually and then they turn the camera. It's like, but now I can't see myself. It's like, no, honey.
Yes.
You're doing
honey,
it wrong.
Honey, that's the whole point. Oh. But I can't. Turning it slowly. No. Back out.
Stop it.
No. Stop.
It's called the. There's another camera on the outside of your phone. I don't think you, I think you know that. I wonder if they come switch default now when you buy a camera. Like, for, it's like your teenager. Yeah, well, just the self facing camera, obviously, is the one you're going to be using. So leave that on.
Which is funny because, like, every once in a while I'll use Snapchat and the fun filters, but I don't post them. I don't share them. But it's like, hilariously, one, I like the filters, and two,
I do not.
I never take pictures of myself. So it is funny, like, over the years, like, am I aging? And which filter did I age the best on?
You should take
substituted a new reality for me where I looked better?
You should do that thing, like, I guess you could do it in post too, but you should do, like, I took a picture of myself as a kitty every year. Once a year, and this is what I look like as I aged, but as a cat.
But
and I don't have the originals, so this is what it looks like. And it's like they play that at your funeral,
and that's like all they have.
That's all they have. Yeah, no, it's like somehow you're like your hard drive got destroyed or something in the laser car crash or something like that. And you're like,
yeah,
oh, so
sure.
We just have this. We have this montage of her aging. But as a cat, so...
As a cat!
And a cat.
That's amazing.
I do not... Personally, I treat those filters, those photo filters, like an Aboriginal treats just a camera in general. I'm like...
Really?
I'm like, do not apply your filters to... I do not want my face filtered. It's going to change who I am, and I don't trust that. It's going to take a piece of me and change it. I don't want that.
And that is Jason in his purest form, his Aboriginal pure form. Absolutely. We'll take all of it, Jace. You're so pretty.
Yeah. And I don't need to be turned into a cat to know that I'm getting older. That's not a reliable reference for me personally. Now, some people may disagree, but I disagree with them more often.
That is true.
Yeah, no, mm-hmm. It's true. Actually, I think a lot of people would agree with me on my
disagreement. Yeah, that's one thing. That's
one thing we all agree on. That dude does. He likes to argue. Jesus.
My goodness, heavens! My God, he's very, very well versed in arguing.
Very fighty.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Perfect.
So that's why I spend most of my time sequestered. With the cats, I get into, you know, every now and then.
No, I'll see myself back inside. Thank you.
Every now and then, Bjork will get a little bit opinionated about the Middle East, and, you know, it's a little bit, you know, he's got some dicey, you know, cats are not the most moral animals, surprise, surprise, you know.
Surprise, surprise.
You see how they like to fuck
they
with
have a mind of their own, almost.
Them, so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some really shady, sides with some shady players over there, and I'm like, Bjork, I gotta stop. What channel is the news on? I gotta stop leaving it on that channel.
He cannot be left alone with OAN right now. Yeah. That's just not.
No, sometimes I come home and a football game is on because there's a channel that, like, once a week it's like always the reruns of the stuff, but then once a week it's a football game. And I'll come home and football will be on, and I will actually apologize verbally to my cats. Like, I'm like, oh, God, I'm sorry, guys. This sucks. Gee, oh, gross. And I'll change it immediately. So it's that's like, so man, they had to deal with that shit. Like, I don't even know. Like,
is
there such a thing as like
to?
A cat with a pet with a secret sports love or something? Because I would think that even if they did like sports naturally, I've weaned them off that by never exposing them to it in their whole life.
Yeah.
So when they see it,
you're ready to be a parent. There you go.
Yeah. So when they see it, they're probably like, well, I don't know if I like this or not, but it's different, so fuck it. Like, I'm sure that's what it's like. So I come home and I'm like, I'm sorry. That was different, and you didn't deserve to see that.
And then over here, we like watch football. We wait for football. Yeah. We're mad when there isn't Monday night football or Thursday night football.
Yeah,
and even exactly. Roscoe's like, can we watch a movie? And we're like, no, football.
Yeah. All your animals are like the opposite. When sports on or aren't on, they get jonesing and they get anxious probably. Like, I need to see stuff bouncing around and going into stuff.
Yeah. They're like, I got to go find something to tackle.
No,
yeah.
It generates content literally for the podcast. Cause we just talked
about it. That's what helps keep our Sibcast working, that we are almost not even alike at all. Barely.
Yep. Talk to our parents, because they're the same as that. So
yeah. Yeah, we have the same parents, and we have the same genetic makeup. But obviously, nature versus nurture, we got it on lock here. You can study us.
Yeah, check it out. We got a whole litany of episodes spanning over half a decade at this point. I don't even know when the crap this shit started, but it should end soon.
Abby was asking me the other day, she's like, so how many episodes have you done? I'm like, look at the number. That's it.
Jason's so dumb, he puts the number in the title because he doesn't know how this shit works. So check it out. Just read the fucking title.
I don't know how it works.
The number's in there. It's stupid. It's redundant as shit.
Hey, I like it.
No, I put it in there because I don't trust anybody to number eight. And then it also keeps things in order. If you put them in a folder, they're just like, broop. It's like, there you go. Boom.
There it is. You know what number? I just type it in.
You know what? This is an issue near to my heart, but fuck folders. Tags are where it's at. I'm not sure why operating systems are still using folders. It's stupid. You should use tags. Because then you can make a tag into a folder. You could say, like, here's my Photoshop tag, or here's this tag for a project, and then you have everything arranged in a hierarchical order as usual. But with tags, you can cross-reference. With a folder, shit's just sitting in a folder. Oh, I got a folder called photos in another folder called I Hate My Life.
Well, you'll have to teach me then, because I I know what you're saying theoretically.
Whatever.
But
someone will get it.
Yeah.
Or not.
Yeah. That's not what we're here for. Again, we're not. We don't want to help too much.
Future aliens with their forward-facing something. There was an alien I invented.
I remember.
Yeah, those guys.
I don't know why I remember. I probably don't need it, but
they'll actually piece it all together. All this will be one simultaneous moment of transmission. The entire Sibcast will be like, oh my god, I get it all the jokes at once. It's amazing.
Well, there it is.
That's probably how computers will process our culture, is it'll just be explosions of insight, like Jimi Hendrix, G.G. Allen.
Well, his music is explosive and amazing.
Yeah, this will be all right. I'll be like, well, that was tangy. All right, now what's next? Got some barbecue?
Oh, I do love barbecue. Okay, I gotta go. I have to not go to the bathroom really bad.
Oh, well, then you shouldn't do that.
Well, I know I won't, because like that, I just clearly said that's not what I'm doing.
Yeah, so definitely don't. And then I also won't in the episode. And
yeah, don't. Yeah, for sure. Three. Like, I mean, it's over.
2-1. Yes.